what evil lurks in the hearts of men. The Shadow knows.
Now, the Cary Salt Company, producers of salt for every farm and home use, brings you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. Before today's exciting adventure begins, listen, kids, here's a super-duper offer. Your chance to get the thrilling magic Shadow Ring. Not just a piece of jewelry, but a ring that acts like it's enchanted. Wear it in a dark room and it changes to a glowing circle of light. You've never seen anything so weird and mysterious. I know you want your magic Shadow Ring right away. And later in the program, I'll tell you how to get it. And, Mom, I'm sure you'll be glad to help by saving the white star from a round package of Cary's Table Salt. This extra refined salt sinks down deep into food and does wonders for the flavor. Yes, you'll be as glad to have Cary's Salt as your youngster will be to get that fascinating magic Shadow Ring. Full details of the offer later. But now, the Shadow.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible Shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Shadow's Revenge. In a cell in a large Midwestern penitentiary, two convicts sit on the edge of a lower bunk. One, a big, swarthy man, pretends to read a newspaper several days old. The other pretends to tie his shoe.
Just got the tip off from the boys. Everything's set, Rocco.
The window at the end of the corridor fixed?
Yeah, all set.
Okay, Regan, you know what to do. Make it good.
Suppose we get separated.
I told you where the car would be. Meet me there.
Check. Here it goes.
Gas! Man, Dick!
All right, now what's going on down here?
Regan, God, he just keeled over and started moaning like this.
Okay, stand back from the door. I'm coming in. What's the matter, Regan? Where's it hurt?
Right here. It hurts awful.
Yeah, I don't see
it. Won't hurt. No!
What a wallop. You like to kill him, Rocco.
Cut the gap. Grab his gun. I got his keys. Come on. Here's the window. Cover me, Regan. I'm going out.
Right. Okay, Regan. Jump. All clear down here. Come on,
Tom. Now what, Rocco?
The car's waiting for us. Where any left us, we gotta make it. Oh, duck!
They've turned on the spotlight.
They left us on the guard. We gotta run for it.
Rocco? Looks deserted.
What do you expect Danny to do, Regan? Set up a flock of floodlights to welcome you? Well, I give you the signal.
Let me just raise the shade in that front room.
Okay, that's the all clear.
Let's go.
Yeah?
Okay, Annie, open up. It's me, Rocco.
Inside, quick. I didn't think you'd make it, Rocco. You two are really hot. Come on, I got close to you in the car.
No, I asked you, is there any way to greet a guy that's been sitting it out in stir for 5 years? Come here, Annie.
Cut it out, Rocco. You ain't got time to doodle around. You gotta get moving. I can meet you out of town someplace.
You won't have to meet me anyplace, baby. I'm not going out of town.
What?
I got business here first.
Business? Not that guy Cranston you're always talking
That's
about.
That's right, Annie. I swore I'd pay him for that one-way ticket to the big house. You wouldn't want me to renege on a debt, would you?
You'll never make it, Rocco.
Every copper in the country's got your picture, and it ain't because you're pretty.
No copper's gonna grab me, Annie. I had a long time to think about it. 5 long years in a cheese box. All I could think of was catching up with Cranston 5 long years. I ain't passing up the chance now.
What's the big surprise you said you had?
I'm not sure myself. Margot Shrevey called me a little while ago and was quite insistent I take a ride with him in his new cab.
New cab?
Yes, see, his old one just about fell apart on him. Oh, no. Tell me it isn't so.
What is... Is that Shrevey perched up there on top of that handsome cab?
No, I've seen everything.
Whoa, there, whoa.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Krantz and Miss Lang.
Hello, Shrevey.
How do you like my new cab? How do you like it?
Shrevey, what's the idea?
Well, a new cab I couldn't get, Mr. Cranston, so I figured this is better than nothing. I figured this is better than... get in, I'll take you for a ride.
Well, I...
Oh, come on, Lamont, let's.
Okay. All right, in you go, darling.
Right.
Down the avenue, Mr. Cranston? You wouldn't know it. When you go slow, you wouldn't know it.
Down the avenue will be fine. Shrevey, what's this?
It's a portable radio, Mr. Cranston. Maybe my fare likes romantic music, maybe you like.
This is really a surprise, Lamont. Let's have some music on the radio.
All right, darling.
Now we bring you a special warning from Police Commissioner Weston. Al Rocco and Ed Regan, the two convicts who escaped from Logmore Penitentiary, are still at large. The police are baffled by the fact that neither Rocco nor Regan have made any attempt to break through the blockade thrown around the metropolitan area. Both men may be holed up someplace in the center of the city and make...
What's the idea of turning it off, darling?
I'm taking no chances of you getting mixed up in that case. After all, we're out for a nice ride. Oh, Lamont.
What is it?
Did you see that gorgeous hat in that window? How do we stop this thing?
Oh, I might have known. Wait a minute, I'll wrap.
Right.
There's something wrong, Mr. Cranston. Something's wrong. You
gotta stop, Shrevey. Miss Lane saw a hat she'd like to try on.
Okay. Whoa, whoa there.
Thanks, Shrevey. I won't be a minute, Lamont.
Mm-hmm. I'm beginning to see why these things went out of style. A man couldn't go a block in one without his wife seeing a hat or a frock in a window.
Yeah, you saved money on gas, all right. But I don't think the horse is going to replace the auto, Mr. Cranston. I don't think it's going to replace...
Look, Rocco, this is crazy. You'll be picked up, sure. We're headed right for the middle of town.
I told you before, Annie. You do the drive and leave the rest to me.
Annie's right, Rocco. Look at all the cops around.
Relax, Regan. This is the last place they'd look for us, right under their nose.
You're not going to get anything out of this guy Cranston but grief.
I know what I'm doing.
You mind telling us, Rocco? Maybe like that we'll feel better.
Okay. We're putting the snatch on Cranston.
Just like that. He walks up to you, gets into your car, and says, I'll go peaceful, Rocco, just like that.
Yeah, just like that, Annie.
So you get Cranston. That still don't get you past those roadblocks. You're still electric chair bait, Rocco.
That's what you think. This guy Cranston pulls plenty of weight with the cops, eh? They all know he's a buddy of Commissioner Weston's, don't they?
Oh, I begin to see what you mean.
And when you get in the clear?
When I get in the clear, Annie, I tattoo my initials on Cranston with a .45.
You was wanting something, Mr. Cranston? You was wanting?
Shrevey, how long have we been waiting for Miss Lane? Seems like ages.
Well, we've been sitting here in a hack for half an hour. We've been...
What is it, Shrevey? Shrevey, what's the matter?
Well, well, if it ain't my old friend Lamont Cranston, I've been looking forward to seeing you again, pal.
Al Rocco.
Yeah, Al Rocco, remember? I made a date with you that last time we met. I said I'd be coming out to get you. Here I am.
Shrevey.
At the moment, I'm engaged, Mr. Cranston. A character is standing no less than 10 feet from me with his gun pointing right at my stomach with his gun pointing.
Ed Regan, I presume.
Still the smart cook, yeah, Cranston? Where's the dame?
Miss Lane? I know she'll just hate missing you, but she didn't come along today. She had a little...
Gal, Rocco. She was in the hat store.
No, Marco, don't!
Shut up, Cranston.
Sorry, Lamont, I didn't... What's all this?
Rocco's the name, sister. Al Rocco. I was just inviting you and your friend Cranston to take a ride.
You'll never get away with this, Rocco. Don't you realize this is right in the heart of the biggest city in the world?
Yeah, pretty smooth, eh? All right, get out of this wagon and into the car. No fuss. That is, unless you'd like to see your girlfriend splashed all over the sidewalk.
All right, Rocco.
Come on, get in, Rocco. There's a cop back there, and I got a corner.
Okay. Inside the car, you two.
What about the monkey up in the back?
What do we need him for?
Not Shreve. Rocco, don't.
So long, sucker.
Shreve.
Get going, Regan.
Roadblock, Rocco. What are we going to do?
Nothing. Cranston's going to take us right through it, aren't you, Cranston?
You'll never make it, Rocco. The police
will
grab you.
Okay, slow down. They're stopping the cars one by one. Go on. Where next? Remember, Cranston.
All right, folks. You'll have to... Oh, hello, Mr. Cranston. You can go through.
Hello, Cassidy. Look, Cassidy.
We're holding up the line, Lamont. We better go along.
Cassidy, look, these men...
They're piling up behind you, Mr. Cranston. Mind moving along?
Go on. You heard the officer.
I tried.
Sure, you tried. I told you what was going to happen if you crossed me.
Not here, Rocco. There may be on a roadblock. Can't you wait till we get to the hideout?
Okay. That gives you just about another hour to be healthy, copper.
Lamont, are you all right?
Head. What happened, Margo?
It was Rocco. As soon as we were past the roadblock, he stopped the car and beat you over the head with his gun. How do you feel?
Pretty rugged. Where are we?
I don't know. Some kind of a hideout. They threw you into this back room. What's going to happen to us?
Not what they think, Margo. They're going to pay for the vicious murder of Shreve.
How? What can we do?
We can't do anything, Margo. The shadow can.
Yeah. Listen. They come.
All right, Margot, get back. Shadow's going to handle these killers.
I don't think we ought to stay out here any longer than we have to, Rocco.
We're staying until I square things off with Cranston.
What's his trouble?
I don't know. What are you laughing at, Cranston?
I'm the Shadow.
The guy's
I've come for vengeance.
The crank and the skull must have sent him off his rocket.
I'm the Shadow.
Shut up, Cranston. Get back against the wall there.
Cranston? I am the Shadow.
Okay, so you're Napoleon. Now get back.
You can't see the Shadow. No man sees the Shadow.
Lamont, what's wrong? They can see you. You've lost your power.
That ain't all he's lost, ladies. Stand away from
him. No, I won't let you do it.
Don't make it too tough on yourself, sister.
Come on, baby. Do like it.
Take your hands off her.
Grab him, Regan. I told you to stay out of my hair, sister. Now you're gone.
Oh, no.
Margo. Killed her. You killed Margo!
We'll return to the Shadow in just a minute. Now, calling all boys and girls, get in on this exciting offer from the makers of Carry Salt. They have a wonderful surprise for you. Maybe you've heard about the mysterious magic shadow ring that glows in the dark with a weird ghost-like radiance. But believe me, kids, you can't imagine what it's like until you get one and see it happen. The light seems to appear from nowhere to form a steadily gleaming circle on your finger. You can send signals with it just by waving your hand. Yes, you'll have no end of fun with your magic shadow ring. Here's how to get it. Tell Mom you want the white star from a round package of Kerry salt, either plain or iodized. Then mail the white star and 5 cents, just a nickel, to Kerry Salt, Hutchison, Kansas. Or you can send a sales slip from any Kerry Salt product along with 5 cents. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. Your magic shadow ring will come postpaid. Remember, send 5 cents in coin with either that Kerry Salt white star or the sales slip from any Kerry product to Kerry's, C-A-R-E-Y-S, Kerry Salt, Hutchison, Kansas. Now, back to the Shadow.
Margo.
Lamont Cranston and Margot Lane are being held by Al Rocco and Ed Regan, two escaped killers. When Lamont's power to change himself into the shadow fails, Margot attempts to keep Rocco from shooting Lamont. In the ensuing scuffle, Rocco shoots and kills Margot Lane.
You killed her. You killed Margot. Rocco, I'll kill you with my bare hands.
Put that out.
I'll kill you.
Shut it out, Mr. Cranston. It's me.
Kill him.
Hey, wake up. Wake up.
Huh? What?
You've been dreaming, you've been. And I got bruises to prove it.
And it was all a dream? Shadows? You're not dead, Shrevey.
Not that I heard. Am I supposed to be? Am I supposed to?
Yes, it was all a horrible dream. It was so real. I dreamt about Rocco and Regan. You and Margot. Where is Margot?
That's why I woke you, Mr. Cranston.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. I figured Miss Lane was taking pretty long, so I went in the hat store to see.
And?
Well, the lady says Miss Lane left 15 minutes ago. A man followed her into the store, said something to her, and she left with him.
Lord, Shrevey, it's a dream coming true. They've got Margot.
Who?
Rocco and Regan, Shrevey. They swore they'd get even with me. They're trying to do it through Margot.
That dream sure must have been real. It sure must have been.
Yes, it was. Very real. There's something about it didn't strike quite true. Now, what was it? Was it? I know. It wasn't something in the dream. It was something that should have been in that wasn't. It was a girl.
What girl?
Back when we broke up Rocco's gang, there was a girl who fronted for them. The police couldn't get enough evidence to convict her, but she was in it, all right. That would explain why the police can't find Rocco, too.
Well, how?
There must have been someone on the outside to help in that jailbreak, Shrevey. We've got to find that girl, Shrevey. She's the key to this whole thing.
Well, if we don't know who she is or where she is, won't that be difficult, Mr. Cranston? Won't that be?
Not too difficult, Shrevey. I've got an underworld contact who could find a tear in the ocean. I'll get back to you later, Shrevey. I'm going down to see Mr. Adolphus Claremont Poindexter.
Well, Miss Lane, so you finally decided to come too.
Where am I? Who are you? What do you want with me?
My name is Rocco. Al Rocco.
Oh.
Well, you know of me, huh? Good. We got mutual friends, Miss Lane. I'm going to use you to stage a reunion.
What do you mean?
Lamont Cranston and I have an old debt to settle.
What's that got to do with me?
I can't contact Cranston without having to worry about the police, but if you call him...
I won't do it.
Be a lot more satisfactory paying Cranston what I owe him personally, Miss Lane. But if I have to pay him through you, I guess I'll just have to do it.
You're bluffing.
The guard at the prison died this morning, Miss Lane. I've got nothing to lose. They can only hang me once. Well?
What do you want me to do?
Call Grant. You'll tell him to drive his car out to the Skyville Highway. 5 miles past the blinker, there'll be a dark sedan waiting.
But...
The telephone, Miss Lane. I haven't much time.
No, I won't. I wrist. You're hurting my wrist.
The telephone.
All right. All right, I'll call.
Fair, Miss Lane is not with you.
No, Mr. Poindexter. Did you get the information I wanted?
Oh, very disappointing, Mr. Cranston. Very disappointing.
You couldn't find the girl?
She dropped out of sight 5 years ago, Mr. Cranston. Lived a very good life. Not a thing on her.
But you did find her.
May I know what you want with her, Mr. Cranston? Hate to bother a girl who's gone straight, you know.
I expect her to lead me to Al Rocco and Ed Regan.
Rocco? Regan? Well, good day, Mr. Cranston. My regards to the charming Miss Lane.
Mr. Poindexter, you don't understand. Miss Lane has disappeared. Don't you see? I think Regan and Rocco have her in an attempt to get at me.
But Rocco's a killer. Besides, what makes you think this girl can lead you to him?
Call it a hunch. I just dreamed it up, but I know I'm on the right track.
But Rocco, you sure you wouldn't like to know about somebody else? Gunner Boyne, for instance?
Where's the girl, Mr. Poindexter? I've got to find her.
Her name's Annie Delatour now. Sweet girl, very sweet girl.
Where can I find her, Mr. Poynter?
Annie has an apartment on University Place. Third house from the corner, top floor, a dozen exits. Over the roof and away like that.
Think Rocco and Regan may be holed out there?
Oh, hadn't thought of it. Oh, no, can't be. Too small. Besides, Annie must have a place out of town. Spend weekend someplace, never in town.
Thanks, Mr. Poindexter. I'll see that the bartender arranges for your gratuity.
Splendid, Mr. Cranston, splendid. By the way, if you do happen to see Al Rocco, be sure not to give him my regards.
Top floor, Shrevey. This must be your apartment right here.
You one I should make like a messenger boy?
Yes, that might do it, Shrevey.
I got a message for Miss Delatour.
Okay, Tony, I'm coming. I've been What is this?
Merely a social call, Miss Delatour. We're coming in.
That's what you think, mister. I'll
Of course,
see...
if you think Al Rocco might object.
What? Okay, come in.
What we figured on doing.
Now, what's this about Al Rocco?
Don't tell me you don't know Rocco. After all he used to do to you?
Okay, so you recognize me, but that was 5 years ago and I've gone straight. You cop
I'm not a policeman, Annie.
What are you doing then, auditioning a quiz show? Who are you anyhow?
What a disposition.
My name's Lamont Cranston. Heard of me, perhaps?
No. I gave up reading the funny papers when I found out Orphan Annie was really a midget.
What a card.
Look, I don't know how you found me after all these years, but it won't do you any good. I don't know anything.
There had to be someone on the outside to fix up a hideout for Rocco. That was you, Annie.
You want I should give her the third degree, Mr. Cranston? You want I should give her?
You stick that homely pan of yours any closer, and I'll carve my life's history on a dream boy. You scare me about as much...
Hold her, Shrevey. Don't let her get to that phone.
Let me go.
Keep her quiet, Shrevey. This may be the break we need.
Okay.
Quiet, now.
This is Regan, Annie. Annie?
Hmm?
Listen, I only got a minute. Al's getting itchy. He wants me to pick you up at the corner of 8th and Convent in half an hour. Will you be there?
Mm-hmm.
Let me go, you big gorilla. Let me go.
I can't hold him anymore, Mr. Chris.
Give me that phone.
You're too late, Annie. Regan just hung up.
Regan, why you...
I'd like to stay here and keep you company, Annie, but I've got a date.
You listen
Sorry,
to me?
Annie, but you won't get lonesome. I'll leave Shrevey here with you. And I'll give your love to Rocco when I see it.
Rocco's going to be sore when he finds out I didn't pick up Annie. I waited for it as long as I could. Better give Rocco the signal. He'll blast me before I reach the cabin.
That you, Regan?
Yeah, Rocco. It's me.
Where's Annie?
I don't know, Rocco. I told her to meet me like you said, but she didn't show up. I waited for an hour.
Something must have gone wrong.
You mean you think the cops got her? Hey, we better get out of here.
Not until I do what I came here to do.
Well, can't you forget that guy, Cranston? You'll never get away if we keep hanging around here.
Come inside. Well, Miss Lane, ready to tell us where we can reach Cranston?
I tell you, I don't know. I tried to reach him in his apartment, and he hasn't come in yet.
I haven't got time to fool you anymore. I'm going to kill you.
Shadow, thank heavens you're here.
Shadow.
Yes, Rocco. This is the Shadow. Now we do meet under different circumstances.
Where are you? Where are you?
Right here at your elbow, Rocco. See?
Quick, Regan. He's alongside of me. Get him.
Oh, but now I'm over here, Rocco.
Hey, I heard all about that guy. He's not a yeoman. I'm getting out.
Regan! Come back! Regan!
He won't get far, Rocco. I took the trouble of letting the air out of all your tires.
You devil. What do you want with me?
I want nothing, Rocco. The state wants your life.
Listen, Shadow, the minute I hear anything that sounds like cops coming, the girl gets it first.
You...
Don't move, Miss Lane. I can't see the Shadow, but I can see you. Well, Shadow, looks like a stalemate.
Is it, Rocco? As soon as I let the air out of your tires, I took the precaution of removing the bullets from your gun. Sorry to deceive you, Rocco. But I did have to distract your attention long enough to take your gun away from you.
I'm not licked, Shadow. I'm not...
No? That's what you think, Rocco. Hear those sirens? That's the police on their way here to make sure you keep that date at the death house.
Margot, what's been bothering you? You haven't said a word for the last 5 minutes.
That girl, Lamont. That Annie.
Hmm?
You must have known her pretty well 5 years ago to know where she lives.
What? Darling, I tell you, I never saw that girl before in my life.
Then how is it that you dream about her?
I didn't, Margot. That's just the point. She wasn't in the dream.
And you missed her. I see. And all along...
Now, look, Doc.
No, you needn't explain to me, Lamont.
Margot, that kind of a girl wouldn't go for me.
Wouldn't go for you, Mr. Cranston. Oh, you don't know the half of it.
Oh, murder.
So she did go for him, Treasy?
If she could have got loose, she would have gone for him. With a butcher knife, she would have gone for him.
Oh.
There, you see? Margot, I give you my word, if Shrevey keeps this hack, there are two things I'm going to do.
What?
First, I'm going to swear off sleeping. And second, I'm going to nail up that trap door of his.
Fine friends, don't delay any longer. Send today for that amazing new Carrythal booklet called Minerals and Your Livestock. It's now helping hundreds of dairy farmers, livestock feeders, and ranchers get bigger profits. This great book is free for the asking. Tells the shocking truth about mineral deficiency. Tells how even feeds that look good can rob you of profit. More important, it tells how to fight mineral deficiency. Gives facts and figures packed with interesting pictures. And it's authoritative, based on the work of hundreds of scientists and practical stockmen. Now here's how to get your free copy. Just ask the Carry dealer in your town or send a postcard to Carry Salt, Hutchison, Kansas. That's all there is to it. Nothing to buy. But you'd better act right away. Tomorrow, sure, ask your Carry Salt dealer for a free copy of Minerals and Your Livestock. Or send a postcard to Carry's, C-A-R-E-Y-S, Carry Salt, Hutchison, Kansas. Do it today. You'll find that Minerals and Your Livestock is a remarkable help in fighting mineral deficiency. Use it together with old reliable Carry's Mineral Supplement Salt regularly. There's a variety of Carry Salt for every farm and home need.
This story is copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated. The characters, names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again next week, The Shadow will demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, the Carry Salt Company brings you another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil. Don't miss it. Meanwhile, be sure to send that Carry Salt White Star or a Carry sales slip along with 5 cents for the magic Shadow Ring. Dick Willard speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.